Let me tell you something. You think what? I got. Oh, fuck. There's a lot of the. I hate it when I do this.
Do what?
I forgot to hit record on the phone input. So
restart it.
No, I'm too tired. But there's not gonna be. We're not gonna be able to go to the phone today.
That's okay, man.
Yeah.
I love first-time callers. I love I'll hang up and listen, guys.
We got that, though. And we got that, folks. It's
folks,
Cumtown.
It's motherfucking Cumtown.
It's Cumtown going on 6 years now.
Really?
Yeah. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed young men get together. They start what some folks refer to as the fucking Rolling Stones of podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now, like the Rolling Stones themselves,
they're gay.
They're gay.
Yeah.
They've become gay.
There's Charlie.
Charlie, the Chocolate Factory.
Yep.
Charlie Hebdo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course.
You say, why don't you pronounce the H? And that's because H stands for, here comes a couple of Muslim guys. into the building.
Is that what it stands for?
It stands for, here comes a couple of... Hajibs.
Really?
Hajibs looking to put some holes in your head with heavy machine gun fire.
Really? I had no idea.
That's what the H in Charlie Hebdo stands for.
Wow.
That really was kind of that was like the death of comedy, I think.
Mm-hmm. When those Muslims couldn't take a joke.
Well, that's the world saw what happened to Charlie Hebdo, and they said, "You know what? These guys are right. Now we're going comedy that's fully respectful of all people.
Yep.
Just to avert a crisis like this.
Just so we don't get got.
Yeah, that's
just so we don't get got.
The Ted Lasso effect.
Well, because you imagine if Charlie Hebdo didn't happen, here's what happened 3 years ago. Shane Gillis gets SNL.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, Bowen Yang cuts his head off with a samurai sword.
I don't think that's what would have happened, personally.
I'm telling you, because we learned our lesson. Mm-hmm.
I really don't see that happening.
Him being like, hiya! Fucking Shane's head's like, hey, you cut my head off? And he's just rolling down the...
Yeah.
Rolling down the stairs.
Yeah.
All the way back to the cheese factory that fucking retard crawled out of.
Yeah, I think probably he wouldn't have been killed.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Shane?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he would have been martyred, and we would have all remembered.
Bowen Yang doesn't seem like a murderer to me.
Shane, we would have all learned an important lesson.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, Shane would have
been. If he would have been killed, we would have learned an important lesson.
I think that's true.
How about Martyr Lawrence? And fucking Charlie Hebdo does the cartoon, and he's like, oh, hell nah. And then he blows himself up.
Then he does the suicide bomb.
Puts him there. I'm going to get my vest, and I'm going to blow myself up.
How many of those French motherfuckers did they get?
I don't know. Who gives a shit?
They did a shooting?
Yeah.
That seems like it was 40 years ago.
And they basically drew Muhammad when he had a big dick nose. Those guys, everything they did had a big dick nose.
Yeah.
Well, that's just how French cartoons look. I love the way they draw women, too, because the French women are disgusting. So they have those, like, their bodies are, they have horrible posture, and, like, they're mostly fupa.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, big miss chokes on dick tits. And then that kind of, like, frog head. You know what I'm talking about. They're like,
yeah, French style of bitch.
Yeah, where they kind of, and then they walk, and they're, like, they just sort of flop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Cruella. Except with a fupa.
Cruella, but with big fat fucked up
Cruella
tits.
Cruella Fupaville.
Mm-hmm. That sounds horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the type of lady I'd want to have sex with.
Yeah, I saw a lot of ugly ladies this weekend in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Gashville, nasty Gashville. That's
it's
what they call it.
It is quite possibly the fat girl destination of America.
Did you go to Dollywood?
No, that's apparently very far away.
Me and Adam are on the phone doing a little bit about Dollywood.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
And it's a guy, an Italian guy trying to remember the name of Bollywood.
Yeah.
Really?
And he's like, what are they, the Dotheads, they got their own Hollywood. What are they called?
What's it called over there?
It's called Dollywood.
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 Yeah, like, Dothead Hollywood.
I think it's Bollywood. And he's like, nah, that doesn't make any fucking
sense. Nah, why would it be called that?
It's Dothead Hollywood. It's Dollywood.
Dollywood.
Look, I'll Google it right now. You pull it up. Dollywood, right there. The first day, first result is called Dollywood.
Yeah, but there's no Indian people.
Yeah, yeah, come on. What are you doing? Clicking on stuff. It's fucking down at Hollywood.
They got this in Nashville. They have these like tractors that pull fat women around.
Nice.
And they like get drunk in like the wagon and listen to like Lil Jon Get Low.
Imagine
and, like, dance disgustingly.
Yeah, people say the South is backwards. Yeah. Imagine that's what you have as women, is a hog being dragged through mud by a truck blasting Lil Jon. And then people are like, well, these we just need to have respect for these women.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
And you'd be like, well, what in the darn...
What in tarnation?
What in good fuck ass shit is this? And you would say no.
You would say no.
Yeah.
You would say no.
Those are the fuck hogs that we pull around on a wagon.
Yeah.
And on top of that...
To test how mighty the tractor can be.
On top of that, my family didn't even own slaves.
Mm.
You know, we moved here from New Jersey when I was in fifth grade.
Right.
So.
Not my problem.
Not my damn problem.
Mike, I was telling Mike I wanted to rent one of those tractors and just have the two of us silently looking at our phones while we have them play Patrice O'Neill Destroys Feminism.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, teach
them
a lesson.
That's what you should do for your bachelor party.
That's what I should do. Just me and Mike Rosine on a wagon.
On a wagon in Nashville.
People love, yeah, it's honestly, I didn't realize it, but it's like if you want to go to New Orleans, but you don't want as many jazz style people around.
Look at this. This is funny. So I'm looking
it's like a no black people New Orleans.
I'm looking at my calendar to see what the reads are. And October 11th is listed as Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. Because Google Calendar wants it both ways.
Yeah, it's like pick a side, chief.
Yeah.
You pick a side.
You're either with us or you're against us.
I'm trying to play it, you know, whatever the word is.
What?
But I don't know.
So you had a nice time in Nashville, Adam?
Yeah, it's nice.
Show me whole, just a game we play. What I want to say is let me blow you.
What else? Stav, you watched Many Saints of Newark?
Oh, yes, I did. But I seem to recall on the last premium episode, you had some revelations while you were in Nashville.
What was that? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want to relitigate that.
Oh, my God. Is this classic Adam or what?
You know what? It's spastic Adam.
He says
it's
some
Adam,
bullshit.
Adam classic.
He says some bullshit at the fucking premium episode.
I'm just going to say.
And we promise everyone we're going to litigate it in kind.
Okay, let's litigate it. And listen, I know that my opinions are fully formed by popular opinion, you know.
What's that band? Fully formed faggots.
the fully formed
faggots. I might start a music project called "They Might Be Faggots."
I never had to suck on wood.
That is a good name, honestly. Yeah.
They Might Be Faggots.
Oh, well, no, that's a Mighty Mighty Boss.
Yeah, you're thinking of Mighty Mighty Faggots.
Yeah, the Mighty Mighty Faggots.
Those are both good names.
Yeah, I'm just going to say a couple of people walked up to me.
Imagine Faggots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's another really good one.
Well, that my brain doesn't
faggots,
even go there.
The Faggots of Leon.
Yeah. That's pretty, are we going to...
That's cool because it sounds like a guy named Leon and has a lot of twinks around there. Yeah. That's the fuck.
Backstreet Faggots.
Yeah,
that works well.
That was basically... Yeah. What was the guy's name? The big fat guy? Lou...
Perlman?
Yeah. Lou Perlman.
Yeah. In sync, but it's...
Faggots?
They tell you what the N stands for.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd be like an In Sync album, the first In Sync album.
Yeah.
And then the cover is like a black guy, right? And he's standing there kind of like, you know, like arms akimbo with his legs out, and there's like a... lightning cable going into his like groin area, and then that one's hooked up to a like a PC. And then on the screen of the PC, it says syncing. And they're like, what is the album art? And they're like, we gave it to this guy with a podcast and said, you know, just do
just whatever, let her rip.
Whatever you come up with.
Yeah.
And that's what he came, that's what he went with.
I would love to charge my balls.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
But what is syncing? What is the...
Oh, I see. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I try and block out the racism and just think about how cool it would be to charge your cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about that. You couldn't even have to hump. Your dick would go back and forth on its own.
And you'd finally have an excuse.
Like a little piston.
When a bitch too horny, you could be like, listen, I'm on 1% right now.
I'm 1% whore.
It was a headline a couple weeks ago.
Listen, bitch.
The Kings of Leon's mom died, which I didn't realize.
Well, they were all brothers?
I guess. They all had one mom.
Wow. They shared a mom.
It was a funny way to word that headline.
Yeah. Mumford.
Yeah.
The mother of the Kings of Leon.
The Kingdom of Leon weeps as its queen mother fucking died. Mm-hmm.
The Mumford and Sons were the guy, the Mumford guy was their father.
Isn't that true?
Yeah. He's the older dad. And they all have to call him dad.
Daddy.
What's the next song?
Dude, that band's
I love sucking dick.
One of the worst.
You like fucking ass, my sweet cock.
It's crazy how popular that shit was.
That was a real genre for a while. Yeah, like a lot Civil of just, War
just
music.
Screaming.
Stomping on shit.
Yeah. Like fucking, yeah.
Well, people that made all those breweries with Edison bulbs everywhere, they needed something to listen to.
American folk music is fake. It doesn't exist.
Really?
Yeah, it was a thing that they just created in the 60s.
Yeah, and Jews started pretending.
Right,
somebody
exactly.
You might know.
What do you mean?
About, started pretending.
Well, they
about,
just stole it. They didn't come up with it.
They created it.
Yeah,
it's like, they faked it.
It's like
I belong
it's
to
like
cock.
All the Disney movies, you know, like the 101 Dalmatians and you know Beauty and the Beast and stuff. That's all just fucking made up.
Yeah,
I don't.
Half that shit's just fucking drawings. Mm-hmm. They're not even real people.
That is so true.
The Jungle Book is real though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
I wish, man.
That happened.
The biggest regret in my life is just like spiritual search inside my own memory and head. I've been like wandering around in like that matrix like loading area forever, trying to remember the context and details of the story in which I heard in my life, where a manager at like a Papa John's was fired for calling an Indian kid Mowgli. And I can't remember who told me the story or how it went down, but that remains one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
That is an awesome
thing.
Is
a boss repeatedly calling an Indian teenager that works there Mowgli.
You know, until, but you say that
yeah.
in 2006 or 5 or whatever.
Fine.
I 100% could see that happening.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
And then
whatsoever.
Being shocked when it's like, you know, the kid has like a fucking $100 million lawsuit.
Yeah. Being like, what? It was a fun nickname.
Yeah.
We have fun in the office. And you know where else we'll be having fun is in Cleveland, Ohio this weekend, folks, where I will be at Hilarities from the 7th to the 9th. Mm-hmm. And also Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be at the House of Comedy in Phoenix the 14th to the 16th. And I'll be in Madison the 21st through the 23rd. I also...
Fattison.
Not Fattison. Mm-hmm. There'll also be a Pantheon in New York City on October 13th with Nori Davis, Joe Firestone, Dan Licata, Dina Hashem, and I think I'm going to do a show as part of the New York Comedy Festival.
Dan Chocolata.
Yeah.
Dan Licata.
Dan Chocolata. What were the other ones?
Joe Firestone.
Nori, but it's like the
sushi.
Sushi. Mm-hmm. Nori Davis. Who else is on? Dina Hashem.
Dina Hash Browns.
Dina Hash Browns, yeah. Who else?
Joe Firestone.
Cup of Joe.
Well, that's not really a fat thing.
With chocolate.
and 10 sugars.
What about Joe Fire?
Joe
Fire. What's the pizza?
Yeah.
Fire?
I know what you're saying. Brick oven pizza.
Wood fire pizza.
Joe Wood Firestone.
Joe
pizza.
Brick oven pizza.
Joe Brick oven pizza coming from Firestone to Brick oven pizza.
And it's Flantheon.
Flantheon will be on October 13th before before I leave for Phoenix. I'm a fucking little busy slut for you fuckers. I have to. I do that show and then I get on a 7 a.m. flight to Phoenix because all the flights to Phoenix were dog shit.
Hardest working man in the show biz.
I'm the fucking James Brown of comedy.
That's right.
Wow.
You have a lot of the
same. I suck tits. Ba da 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 da. And then I bust nuts and ba da 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 da. That's me.
That's. He's one of the
I
best.
I can't get yeah. hard, ba da 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 da. But can I beat off while I suck on your tits? Ba da. I'm fat.
My dick don't work.
Too fat to have sex. Ba 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 ba. Nah, so like, my dick's been working kind of nice recently, ladies. So I think I've only.
You're on a good streak.
Let me think.
Not me.
The last 10 sexual encounters, I think I've only had one problem with my cock.
Wow.
It's like one of those like 10 days since an accident at the factory.
Yeah. I have a fucking dry erase board I take with me to every hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't count your wins. Just get ready for the next L.
Dry erase board is how you describe the woman during and after sex with Stavros.
Mm-hmm.
There's commas in between those.
Dry. What about erase? Doesn't even make sense. I'll give you dry and board.
Well, a race. She's a.
She yeah, is, she I is guess a race. I suppose.
Type of race.
Well, what if she's mixed race? And then she'd be at least
well,
two.
Well, she's a mixed so race.
Saying, you have never earned mixed race pussy.
I've got mixed race pussy before. No, thank
you've never
you very
earned
much.
It.
No.
Yes, I have.
You've no. taken it, but you've
I've
never.
I've not taken any pussy. Thank you very much. You I have
got,
earned it.
You got to take it.
I'm not on my Cosby shit. I don't take pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get pussy. Thank you very much.
Right. You're like Bill Cosby if he raped the Jell-O. Did commercials about women. Yeah. did commercials about whores.
Yeah, you know what? There's nothing wrong with raping Jell-O. Thank you very much.
Secretly, he's stealing a bunch of Jell-O.
There's nothing wrong with putting your dick in pudding. Pudding can't, is an inanimate object.
They're calling him Reverse Bill Cosby. Fat man who's white. Making commercials about women and secretly stealing Jell-O. Are they calling him that? Yes, they
what
are.
What kind of commercial? Like just for women?
I guess.
Yeah,
like
for,
women.
No, it's a commercial for
pussy.
Drugging
it's
women.
Pretty cool.
David Scorpion, Channel 4 News.
Put that pussy to sleep.
Put that pussy to sleep. I'm selling. Yeah, I'm selling a Spanish fly. Mm-hmm. No, what I'll be selling is laughs at Cleveland, Phoenix, Madison.
Wow.
And I think on the 10th, I
really,
think I'm going
to
do...
You're just going to use the podcast to promote your shows?
Yeah. That's the whole reason we started this podcast 6 years
ago.
Yeah,
well, maybe we should have a fight about it. Maybe we should have a big on-air spat.
For 43 minutes,
classic.
Maybe?
How well. Dare you? How dare you promote shows when you know I'm too lazy to book anything like that?
It's true. It's pretty rude.
I'm
and
sorry, man.
Not, and, this, and knowing that the t-shirt company isn't even paying me the money they owe me anymore.
You want me to go talk to them, dude?
No, it's not worth it.
You want me to go fucking crack some heads?
Nah, they're a bunch of... I mean, they got their own problems.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, they all live in...
They got a lot of problems.
They all live in Albany. That company's not doing well.
It's in Albany?
They know how much money I make. I can't be like, where's the fucking $14,000 you owe me?
Yes, you can. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but I feel bad for them.
They miss Cuomo.
Yeah.
Albany is really sad now.
I'm telling you. This.
Oh, they got Hochul over
this
there.
This Hochul
that
bitch
hot
is, just,
pussy.
Is just Cuomo.
You think
what
it's
a
him?
Severe looking woman.
I think she looks like a regular bitch.
No, she looks like someone's. She looks like a scary aunt. She looks like one of the James and the Giant Peach aunts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she does. Seriously, she's got fucked up eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They're scaring me. I'm peering into them. And she has big teeth.
Yeah.
But she probably bad. I feel like we did this, actually. I feel like I looked up young Kathy Hochul.
You know, you really
yeah, we decided
I
whether
you,
or not we'd fuck the governor of New York.
You often over. I feel like you give too much credit to some of the... Especially
some of the stuff
old,
we've done in the past?
No, the older women. No, you put too many in the yes category. By virtue of them earning something by being old, and I don't.
Well, they might be experienced. Ho Chill might have sucked good dick from back. She might have. Mm-hmm. You know how.
By that logic, you should be having sex with old men as well.
No, not at
all. They've learned a lot.
Because they've.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Remember, you know how when, because of global warming, the ice melts and like new diseases we don't have any fucking antibodies for get, you know, released into the air? Well, what if you fuck an old bitch and it's like that, and dick sucking techniques from that we've lost to, have been lost to history for generations, you unleash them that way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that have you guys ever even fucking considered that?
You're saying it's frozen in her mouth.
Yeah, her mouth.
And you're unlocking.
I'm thawing it with my fat little nuts.
Yeah. What if you release a virus that's been in her mouth, an STD that's been out of commission for 50 years?
Well, that's
you can't fuck with nature, Stavros.
Dude, that's the other side of the sword.
You can't fuck with nature.
That's the flip side of the sword.
That's the other side of the sword.
Yeah, dude, it
we
is.
We can't fuck with the balance of nature.
Sometimes you have to, though.
Yeah, that's true.
To really, you know, there's no, you can't get reward without a risk.
That's true.
So maybe I get my nuts sucked in a way that we haven't known about in fucking eons, but maybe I let go of super chlamydia from the fucking, 1940s,
mm-hmm.
before we had penicillin.
I tell you, Doc, my dick's about to fall off.
My shit is burning, Doc.
Doc, I got sores all over my penis.
You think it's because I fucked a Chinese lady, Doc?
I think it's from all that offshore pussy I was getting back in the Navy. Listen, Doc, I've got bad news. I've made my dick sore from rape.
Oh, here's a couple of aspirin.
Here's 10 pills of heroin and some child pornography.
Now, government-issued child pornography. Yeah.
Make sure you don't smoke any marijuana or have gay sex while you're out there. And if you do have gay sex, you have to do it with a wink, and then you're allowed a job in the entertainment industry. We still have a place for you, but you have to be coy about it. That's the funniest part about homophobia, is that it was like, really, it was sort of this, you know, because it's like, at no point in history were they like, well, it's not that there's not going to be gay people.
Right.
Like, no one ever believed
that we can get down to zero.
Yeah, like, no one ever thought that they were like, well, of course there's going to be gay people.
Yeah, we got retards. We got people that limp everywhere.
Yeah, so clearly,
you're going to have a couple homos.
I know intellectually it's not a choice, but you have to hate somebody in society.
Yeah, that's true.
And we don't have vaccines yet. So why not these guys?
And but as long as they knew to be entertaining,
mm-hmm.
and funny,
yeah,
and they have hate their, themselves,
they have their little secrets.
Even in like 1910, you could make like a children's movie that's like, boy, I'd love to suck on a man's something, wink, and singing and dancing and sucking a little bit of cream out of another guy's pepper. You know, like, just have to pretend like, you know, they're like, no, that guy's just happy.
He's just a song and dance man.
Him and his friends they just don't want to be tied down by women.
I could never find a girl for me. Unless you had a fucking COC, whoops. COC, CO, okay.
Yeah.
I got
hello, that kind of shit. You'll go straight to hello, everybody.
Yeah.
I know what the audience is begging for.
Cock?
Commercial break.
Yeah. A little respite from all this riffing.
Yeah, we've done too much riffing here. Blue Chew.
Uh-oh. Blue Chew. Folks, and I'll say this, you know, why am I batting 9 out of 10 on my last sexual encounters? Mm-hmm. It's because on the days that I know my dick is lacking, I let science take over.
It's true. I trust the science.
I trust the science.
Stav's actually mm-hmm. been taking a new product they offer called Moo Chew.
What is it?
That if you're somebody that happens to have four stomachs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I have one.
It's sort of a bovine.
What do they have in it?
Sildenafil or Tadalafil.
Is it beef jerky that gets your dick hard?
Yeah, it's Sildenafil or
Tadalafil. I'm about to fucking fill up a bitch named LaDonna with my dick.
A little belladonna.
Belladonna, wasn't that bucktooth lady that got baseball bats put up her ass?
She used to go hard in the paint.
She really did, dude.
She,
da, 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 da,
what she like?
I did it all. Belladonna was her hero. She
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
The porn star?
The porn star.
I got my dick sucked by a girl who said Christy Mack was her hero.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I will say, she was good at sucking
dick. That's the tattoo, bitch.
She had like half a shaved head. She's hot. Christy Mack's very hot.
We wouldn't have dumb heroes.
Yeah.
We should have heroes like Abraham Lincoln or Lombardi.
And Nick loves Abraham Lincoln because he got his thighs fucked by his friend.
What?
I think you're
thinking of Socrates.
No, I'm not at all.
You're thinking of
Abraham Lincoln got his thighs fucked by his friend in his little log cabin.
No, you're thinking
he was gay as hell.
One of your guys.
We were gay, and we made no bones about it. Thank you very much.
gay for kids.
It sounds like you made no bones about the women you've been seeing either.
Yes, I did.
No,
I
said 9 out of 10 bones.
Yeah. And that's thanks in large part to our friends
at BlueChew.com. With the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
Mm-hmm. Tadalafil, Sildenafil. And you know what? I used to be an active ingredients in Cialis guy.
Now you're Viagra.
I've switched over to Viagra just a little spice of life.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's just for the fuck, but not for like the 36 hours.
Right. They each have separate. Yeah, and I think maybe that has a lot to do with not having a girlfriend where now it's like, you know, I know I'm going to fuck. And it's like, well, why don't I pop a little blue, I'm sorry. Why don't I have a little chewable tablet?
Why don't I have a chewable?
The move is...
from BlueChew.com.
You invite somebody over, you take the BlueChew, and then when they buzz your apartment, you're like, boo, you like talk, you're like, who is it? And they're like, it's the girl from Club Penguin that you...
From Club Penguin, no.
That you invite.
From DMs.
From DMs with kids.
No.
Yeah, from
DMs with adult people.
Hey, stop. It's Mackenzie from Nickelodeon.com.
No, it isn't.
From the Kim Possible.
18 and under.
No, it's not at all.
Group chat.
It's not that.
From fucking, what do kids even play anymore?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So we traded Nintendo Switch codes on Cooking Mama.
No, we didn't. I don't know who you are.
From Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
By the way, Animal Crossing's all like gay adults. It's not even children, I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, it's Minecraft now for the kids.
I don't know, dude. I just play Zelda. I play stuff for grown-ups.
Yeah, I play backgammon on my phone.
I finished Breath of the Wild, and I had no idea. I got caught into the making clothes trap again.
Of course you did, dude.
If any game will trick me into thinking it's going to be a very long game, the second there's a clothes-making option, or I become the tailor of Panama.
Yeah. What was Link dressed in?
You know, everything. I had to make every type of clothes that you could make. And I have all the great fairies enhance all of the clothing, which required a lot of finding lizards and different kinds of mushrooms.
The great fairies.
Yeah.
You were in the game? You and Adam?
You're not looking at me.
The great fairies?
You're too. Oh. I'm going to get a little, I'm holding a little mirror up.
You're not at all.
Yes, I am.
You're not holding a mirror up.
It would be very funny to see tiny fairy wings.
But real quick, we got
to
talk about.
Be powerful enough to.
We got to talk about Sildenafil and Tadalafil.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
And make sure.
I forgot.
That and you know what?
I don't have to deal with another email telling me that the promo code was not read. In fact, it was read. The person
probably 7 minutes after the ad started,
right.
thinking they must have moved on.
Because you say that I'm going to see if there's a way I can sue my employer for making me listen to this. Because this was not, I did not, this is a form of sexual harassment to make me listen to this dog shit to get to fucking, to hear the promo code.
I know, dude, some fucking girl that wants to be in advertising is like listening to this to make sure we're doing it.
Yeah. She majored in advertising at Wisconsin.
Across the board, yeah, it is.
What if girls have to listen to these ads?
What if it turns out I've been saying lacrosse the board the entire time?
That'd be pretty cool.
Thinking that was the expression.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. You're stupid.
Coming from lacrosse to pond.
He just thought the word across was lacrosse.
Cumtown 20 or whatever. Yep. Bluechew.com/cumtown.
And listen, love sex, we love getting our dicks hard around
Adam,
here.
Adam, open that fucking drawer and pull the copy out.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was part of your job this morning.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Which again, you wanted to get salty.
I didn't get salty.
Oh, we haven't even gotten into it yet.
The breakfast sandwich.
We haven't even gotten into it yet.
Listen, the people are tired of the breakfast sandwich thing. I mean, you know, does that mean we shouldn't stretch it out into a third week?
You know, it used to be it would get the fall and I'd be like, ooh, it'd be nice to have a girlfriend just for the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think it would be nice to have a drug problem for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. Just get in here, get cozied up.
Mm-hmm. I found a...
Maybe I could get a tooth extracted. If any of the fans have any idea how to give yourself like a cavity or an abscess or something,
just eat chocolate.
If there's
and
something,
candies.
If something I could inject into myself that I could get a prescription, or maybe if there's a way to shatter my kneecap.
They don't give you prescriptions anymore because the opioid crisis.
Unless you find a cool doctor,
you can get your wisdom teeth out and they'll just give you Tylenol.
I had a fat doctor named Alfredo that would give out pills like they were nothing.
Yeah,
sounds cool.
He's like, first of all, I'm glad you came to me because I'm in the family.
Straight up, when I walked in, he was like, he tried to convince me to get gastric bypass surgery. And I was like, I'm here because my shoulder hurts.
He's like, it's because you're carrying your stomach all the time.
But real quick, here's a special deal for our listeners. If you try Blue Chew free, when you use our promo code Cumtown at checkout, you just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Cumtown to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Oh, we really do.
Thank you, madame.
And let's talk a little bit, you know, you didn't say any of the good parts of the fucking product.
The process is simple.
You gotta say the good parts, Adam.
You go to BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed
3 minutes worth of the good parts.
You consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days.
That's awesome.
In discreet packaging, and it's all done online.
Mm.
You don't like swallowing pills? You can chew them. What else? We can't say any of that. I think we hit it all.
And I just want to say, your dick really does get hard.
Your dick does get hard. Mm-hmm. It does. It doesn't make up for other shortcomings.
It won't make it
be
bigger.
Physical or personality.
But But your dick certainly gets hard.
Mm-hmm. And the chewables will be made in the United States.
Absolutely. These colors don't fucking run. Your dick is getting hard thanks to the good fucking, the chewable tablets that go into your mouth and down into your dick. American hands crafted those.
American hands. And all of the people at the factory have papers.
Absolutely.
I went through all of their employment files and they are all legal and fucking horny.
They're all horny.
They're all hot chicks.
You're the guy
so
that
hot. They're all girls.
They're all girls.
Sopping wet.
That are just want you to get hard for
and
them.
They're begging you to get hard.
Please. Please fuck me.
Please.
I want it.
I just want more guys to be hard.
I want your cock.
Police? That's the shit they're saying in there.
Please get your dick hard.
And there's one.
And there's one
gay Hispanic.
There's
man.
One guy doing a Feliz Navidad.
Please get your dick hard. Prospero.
He's just in the corner playing guitar. And that they have a fun work environment too.
Oh my god, their office culture is the best.
They have happy hours.
We have a good environment because the company is worker owned.
That's right.
Yep.
I learned that from my Socialistas podcast.
They have very agreeable maternity leave, and that's good because all those bitches are getting fucked.
They're getting fucked and they're getting cummed in.
Yeah.
They taught me
they're
how
constantly just getting busted
their
inside.
Their pussies are fucking overflowing with jit.
And we did, just in case you're just joining us now, this is the Blue Chew factory.
Oh, we're at the factory.
Where all the workers are girls with sopping wet pussies that are filled to the brim with goo.
And you can order, you can win a tour of the factory hosted by Willie
Schlonka. And guess
Willy
what?
Schlonka.
It's like one of those factories where that you
come
see
and see
you see
my dick hard. hard. View my tiny little
And they make them all work naked because they don't want them stealing any of the blue cheese.
It's like...
just like in Blow or one of those movies where they make the bitches naked.
With Wesley Snipes. No. The original one of those.
Money Train.
No, man. Chris Rock plays a crackhead.
Double Impact. New Jack City.
New Jack City.
Nude
Jack City.
Nude Black City.
Nude Black City.
I could not live there. That's right, Buster.
How about Needs Smack City?
I'd be put to shame.
And it's about Jackie Chan. Or was that the other one?
Smacky Chan.
Smacky Chan.
But that was the last one?
Yeah, that was the last episode.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm not paying attention.
So anyway, go to BlueChew.com, use promo code CUMTOWN, $5 free order, just $5 shipping, and fuck all the hot girls.
As long as you're
naked.
Already sitting down at your personal computer, head on over to CUM.TOWN. Perfect time to boost Hollywood holiday sales by mentioning... If you want to, because I tell you, they're gonna fuck up, and they're not gonna have your shit to you on time if you want it for the holidays.
You need to get in early.
You need to place those orders now. Because I guarantee you, if it gets to mid October, you ain't getting that shit till fucking March.
Mm-hmm. Go to Stavi.biz for merch. They'll get there sooner.
Get a Weed Prano shirt for your stepdad. See if he's cool.
Cum.TOWN. Just pay whatever the cost shipping. I don't know what the fuck shipping is. But go now. You want the holiday shit. You got to fucking shoot from the pussy or something.
You got to shoot from the pussy.
You got to shoot straight
like
from the
pussy. Like it's a fucking ping pong ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like you're back in Hanoi.
I want a bunch of little miniature blueberry muffins.
Sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You won them or you want them?
I want them.
I thought you won an awesome lottery.
I also want to participate in a cakewalk, which I haven't done since, which was the only thing I ever won in my entire life.
I know. It's incredible.
What's a cakewalk?
It's a thing.
Everyone wins.
You know how everyone wins.
They say it's a cakewalk.
You know what that expression comes from? And as a kid, I won a cake, and I was like, really?
Yeah.
I was like, this is a... I feel amazing.
I've never heard about a cakewalk.
So
in my
they
life.
Have like all the moms make a baked good, right?
Yeah, all the moms
and then you get in a circle, right?
And you walk around, they stop.
And you walk
on
around,
a
they stop. Yeah, stop on a number, and then you get the corresponding baked good.
That's so fucking.
It's the coolest thing in the entire world.
How the fuck have I never went on a cakewalk?
Well, your family was too poor.
Mm-hmm. Also,
probably,
you,
honestly,
you could, and you couldn't walk either.
I could walk. I was a great athlete as a youth.
More cake, not so much walk.
Listen, 9-year-old me would whoop 9-year-old both of your asses in sports.
Judge,
and it's not even close.
The judge is looking at the cakewalk. Yeah. Like we can't see his legs moving. It's just a ball.
No,
sort of rolling.
I had powerful legs as a youth.
No,
yeah,
I really did.
No. You're on.
I was a young soccer star.
Yeah, no,
I just happened to be obese.
Didn't happen.
It did happen.
Mm-hmm. You were the ball.
Okay.
I remember one time, though,
I was not the
one
ball.
One time, though, you were like, me and Eldis, like, we were the same height growing up, and then he just got tall, and I didn't. And then you showed a picture of you and Eldis's kids, and he's clearly way taller than you.
No.
Yeah, he was.
That was fifth grade. It had already started, but we were the big kids.
He was. You were top row. You were top
Thank
row.
Thank you, Adam. I was top
I'm
row.
I'm just being fair.
Was he top
I've
row?
Been the same
he
height.
Top row.
I've been
not
the same height
like
since fucking seventh
him and
grade.
Eldis were both
There's
the
nothing
top
I
row.
Could do about it. I stopped growing in fucking eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Eldis' bitch ass fucking.
You just said it already started in fifth grade. So
well, the separation.
This was an
started.
Elementary school picture. We're talking. Yeah. We're talking kids on a carpet with their legs crossed.
Mm-hmm.
I was top row, and you both know it.
A Hispanic girl wearing her best sweater.
I was top row.
That kind of style.
Yes, that is what it was.
Yeah.
But we were the tallest kids in class growing up.
Yeah.
And that cocksucker kept growing, and I stayed right here where I'm at.
You slowed down.
And I'm still pissed off at God for that one. And God can suck my fucking dick.
And now Eldis is one of those tall, hot guys. Yeah. Just being handed everything he wants in life.
Yeah,
just one of those jocks that doesn't even have to open his mouth. He just gets.
He's one of the least coordinated people I've ever met in my life.
He's just such a fumbly guy.
But yeah, I guess the Lord said, "You know what? I'm too strong. Mm-hmm. I'm too compact. I'm rich. You know, I'm like a fucking a Lindt chocolate, one of those little Lindt chocolate balls.
Yeah.
Ooh, that reminds me of Christmas time.
I eat the Lindt 100% dark chocolate.
Yeah.
And they come in a special gold foil, and there's a tasting guide inside of the fucking box.
100%.
100%, dude.
There's no sugar whatsoever in that bitch?
It's like eating a little piece of
sounds like
cigarette.
Shit.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. Because
I like an 87%.
No, I smoke a cigarette, and I have my dark chocolate, and I pretend I'm interrogating a French family.
Where are the Jews?
Where did you hide them?
Where did you hide them?
I just say, you know what I'm here for.
We all know what I'm here for.
I'm not even going to ask any questions. I'm going to eat this bar of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to tell you what happens when I finish it. If I don't have what I want. And then I slowly break off a piece and I eat it. And then I smoke my cigarette.
And you're like, delicious. And you shoot around into the attic, and you're like, uh-oh.
Poo, poo, pee, pee, caca, poo, poo, le, poo, le, poo, 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 poo. And I'm like, I don't speak this language. I don't even speak German. I'm here volunteering. I'm here.
I grew up in Bakersfield, California.
I'm here on an internship.
It's 2013.
Yeah.
It's not even the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm. Just a young girl from North Jersey getting an internship with the Nazi party.
Yeah.
Because her uncle knows
doing
somebody.
Social media.
Yeah. Hey, just asking, you're not hiding any Jews in the basement, are you?
Oh, or, my God.
We are your own people. How can you do this to us? I don't know. I could ask somebody. I don't know.
Mm.
I'm just like really trying to,
I'm trying to get a good job.
I'm trying to get a job
to move to Israel.
Nest. I'm trying to work at Condé Nast. Condom
Nasty.
Condom Nasty.
Condom Gash?
Condom Gash.
That's good stuff.
A little dry cough that sponsored by Ridge Wallet. We got a little dry cough for you.
Yeah.
Ridge Wallet, our favorite sponsor.
We love those fuckers. We literally use all their products.
It's a product we use.
I use the backpack all the time because I go places.
I use the backpack,
too. It would
too.
Be nice if I had a bigger one.
I
hey.
Use the backpack, too.
And you know what? I go on the road weekend. A lot. It'd be nice if I had a fucking... what the fuck are those called?
The commuter.
No, the duffel bag.
Because you know how hard it is that not only you got to pack your clothes, but bring a full size refrigerator with you on the road.
Why would I have to do that?
Having that shipped on the plane, which is the same plane from the movie Operation Dumbo Drop.
I couldn't even use a fucking
and,
duffel bag.
And
to
do it's the night of the big show, and we're here at the LZ outside of Hilarity's Comedy Club, and there comes Stavros with his refrigerator in tow, parachuting down.
You think I'd parachute directly into the club?
Gracefully down into the big field outside of Cleveland, where he'll be brought by earth movers to his...
Why wouldn't I use the airport?
The and big outdoor pool, the local SeaWorld has emptied out the pool. And they put hamster cage shit all over the bottom.
And the local children have come to welcome him and wave him on as
That's
he lands.
That's not at all what happened. You guys are fucking liars.
And the most important part is that he brings a refrigerator with him.
You guys are fucking liars.
The Ridge Wallet refrigerator.
Well, Nick, why don't you give us a review of the duffel bag that you use so much?
Stop uses the Fridge Wallet.
No, I told
you, the duffel bag I gave away to a guy dying with AIDS who emailed me.
It's definitely here.
No, it's not.
It's definitely in this fucking
I
apartment.
I can't wait till all the fans die of AIDS.
Our story. Father, some team, Daniel and Paul Kane, launched their Ridge Womlet on Kickstarter in 2013. That's how you say that, right? And now sits in the fringe pocket of over a million men and women worldwide.
It's a pretty good story.
The two have since requited a small, close-knit team to exist.
Well, Paul and Chris, if you're listening, give me a fucking duffel bag, because I'll put it to use.
And send me one of the knives.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Adam.
Why?
You got a big backpack already.
I've been using it, dude. I took that. That backpack's been to France.
Their Whatever. Vision of creating.
Anyway, they got phone cases, wallets, backpacks, knives, and power stuff.
Power straps.
Well, give it up for Don and Tom Paulus.
The good guys.
Oh, Daniel and Paul Kane, sorry.
They're good guys, man.
The Paulus brothers who created the wallet and back in 2009.
It looks like they're kind of those van life kind of people from this, based on this picture.
Yeah, van life. It's sort of a Gabby Tito.
Yeah, Brian, kind of a
Brian Singer situation.
Kind of a
yeah.
Do they didn't get laundry yet?
They're never gonna find them.
They're never gonna find laundry.
No.
Oh shit! That guy's still out and about.
No, I guarantee you.
Good on him.
He's somewhere in Bushwick right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Living with a mixed race kid with that mop haircut.
Yeah, he's literally on Tinder.
He's on Tinder. He's going to Maria Hernandez Park every day.
He's hiding in plain sight.
To hit on girls dressed like fucking Nightmare Before Christmas nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who were all born in 2001. And I'm staring out my blinds in a wheelchair masturbating. Fucking calling the police. I'm about to come. There's children fucking more than I did or do now, and it's pissing me off.
Good thing I have my Ridge wallet.
You don't
understand. Keep me company.
Listen, detective, I'm an old man who's wasted his fucking life. And everybody hates me, and all I can do is jack off, and I want you to arrest those kids for getting more pussy than me.
But, sir, it's me, the police. What if we send you a Ridge wallet?
Yeah. Or any of their line of products.
Or you send me a bitch.
Yeah.
What if we put a Ridge wallet in her pussy?
I guess I'll have to accept that.
Okay. Great.
Is it Jimmy Stewart in that movie? It's not, is it?
It is
in Rear Window.
Rear Window?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was Gregory Peck for a second.
Gregory
Peck, now there's a guy who got a lot of fucking pussy. Not me. I was in World War II, and everyone thinks I'm a fucking loser.
They got why aren't you Gregory Peck in my asshole?
They got a titanium wallet. They got an aluminum wallet.
They have a gold wallet.
They got the carbon fiber. Looks like the gold has been discontinued.
They have 18 karat. It looks like it's right here.
Where? I don't see it.
It's under their bestsellers.
Not only is it not discontinued, a lot of fucking losers have that one.
Yeah. They got a tiki wallet with a Hawaiian shit on it. Mm-hmm. They got all types of stuff, guys. And these wallets, they protect against hackers scanning your credit cards, which happens to me on a daily basis, mm-hmm. personally. What else? What's the deal that they got, Nick?
I don't think they even have a deal. We just promote their products.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there's a deal. Carbon fiber 3.
Well, fuck around. Check it out. Type Comtown.
Try them out. Here, check out. Let's check out. Express checkout. Code or gift card. Let's try.
So there's a code. There's got to be a code.
There's a code.
Yeah. Put in the code.
Getting fucking sleepy.
A gym code. Oh, yeah. No, hold on. I got something off here. It looks so. Cometown. It says hospital employees, medical providers. That looks like it got me $12.50 off.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
That's free fucking money
That's free money put in your pocket.
Okay, babe, a lot of folks say $12.50 can't buy you a lot these days, but with 10, 10, 20. That'll get you a fucking 20-minute phone call.
20?
That'll get you a 20-minute long-distance phone call, okay, Bobby Boy Bubiano? Okay, you want to call up the fucking Sultan of Brunei and tell him that in 1211, his letter to Sultan Mehmed the 14th was fucking explicitly homosexual, gayer than when Catherine the Great sacked for, I don't know, whatever his bullshit is.
Yeah.
Even doing.
It's so funny how much people fucking. Every commercial was for ways to make long distance calls.
Yeah, they had Seth Green talking about CALLATT.
I remember using 10-10-220. I was heavy on the 10-10-220.
I remember placing a collect call and my mom getting mad at me about it.
You can just deny the call.
Yeah, I know.
It was funny because there was that commercial. with Bob, We Had a Baby Eats a Boy.
Yes.
That was a good commercial.
And they just tell you how to fucking game the system.
Well, that's what I did with my mom. I would, yeah. when I wanted to
be like,
her.
Hey, pick me up.
Exactly. Yeah. Pick me up from Greek school.
Yeah.
Even though it was a 3-block walk.
What's my Greek, parents? What's Greek school? That's just being molested, right?
Yeah, you go yeah. in, a guy in a tuxedo sucks your little ass dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, you get molested and then you learn how to molest.
Right, that's yeah. fifth grade and that's sixth grade.
You should yeah. be,
once you
should
get
be,
confirmed.
You should be the Little Caesars guy for Halloween this year stuff.
Pizza, pizza, penis, yeah, penis. Guy. There's not much of the costume.
There's suck, a suck spear.
Come down.
There's a spear with pieces
is,
yeah, on it.
And you got the what is that, like an olive leaf? What do the Greek people wear around
yeah,
the
yeah, one of those there's, Olympics shits.
Yeah, yeah.
The wreath.
Yeah.
Whatever that shit is, you wear that, and then, what, oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. Your back hurts.
Yeah. Come Town is a promo code at the Ridge Wallet website.
That's awesome.
All right,
that's
check them out.
Check them out. I really did. I use.
It's a great product.
It is. The Ridge Wallet fucking rules.
They're make great, phone and cases. I have nothing against them. Let me put that out there.
But if they want to send us more free shit.
Not us. If they want to right some historical wrongs.
So I,
AKA
I
the guy
understand.
With the little backpack.
I don't understand the
not
here.
Getting
an
the extra
so,
thing.
So there's three backpacks that we got sent. Yours is missing a pocket. Therefore, you get extra stuff that puts you ahead of the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than
No. What happened was we played rock paper scissors and Stav lost, and he couldn't lose like a gentleman.
I am getting fucked here.
He's had to
okay.
complain.
I'm getting fucked in a major way, and I think it's only fair that the guy who's getting fucked backpack wise mm-hmm. gets an extra. Bag.
No, what wrong needs to be corrected is we need to go back all the way to 1993 and get your little fat ass in a fucking cakewalk.
That would so be that, awesome.
That's true. Maybe you would have found what you've been trying to find your
chip
whole life.
On your shoulder that you've been nipping at like a fucking crumb.
I would have and the thing is, there is no gone. Child in the world, in the history of the world, that would have appreciated a cakewalk more yeah, than me.
It would have changed your
that's
entire
how, that's
life.
What I would have done.
Fuck.
Fuck.
You would have
been
cake zen.
I want to do this after this
I want to go to a cakewalk so bad. I want pastries.
We'll find you a cakewalk.
You got to join a church.
You should have written tried to submit an article to Salon during the pandemic about how you never got a cakewalk as a kid. The picture of yourself, and now you probably never will because of Corona.
Yeah. I should have.
Just a picture of you looking serious with your hair all shitty coming to the side. Like there's a very good chance I will lose the use of my legs yeah. during the pandemic, during quarantine lockdown, which I did for a period last summer.
That's right. I had my own personal Corona quarantine.
People forget that Stav was literally wheelchair bound for like
that
3 months.
That was your first one, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Wearing a swimsuit.
That was my
ran
first
out of
bout
underwear.
Of wanting to kill myself for quite some time.
That was a very interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just going into your bedroom and then just all of us just doing different pills that you had in like a miscellaneous pill jar. We were like,
yeah, I was really fucked up.
Yeah.
That was maybe the worst 3 months of my life.
Damn. I'm trying to remember the worst 3 months of my life. Yeah, a lot of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so Stav, we both watched The Many Saints of Newark.
No, we'll get to that. What happened? What revelations did you have in Nashville, Adam?
Oh, well, listen, of
the
course.
Many, the many paints of, that, I was going to bring this up last time you said it.
Yeah, what was it?
I don't know where to go from there. I was thinking the many paints of.
Of the colors of the wind.
Okay, fine.
No. That's definitely not it. So what happened in Nashville?
Well, just a lot of people approached me and they said that I was right about the breakfast.
They're
what
full
is
of
there,
shit.
What is there even to be right about?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is there even to be right about?
They said that you were being
you know what I
generous
found out?
By offering
you know what
a
I found out this week?
They're out of bounds.
You know what I found out?
That's what I said to them.
You know no, you didn't.
What I
no,
said
you didn't.
Them.
Hold on. You said, yeah,
I
you're
said
right.
For you. I
no,
you
fucking
you.
Didn't.
And I said, for you to make disparaging comments
no,
about Stav's
and you know
weight,
what? It's fat phobia if they were against me.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Know what I found
they
out
did say
week?
A lot
this
of fat phobic things. Go ahead.
I didn't think I was going to think. I can hold my breath for 3 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
How'd you find that out?
I just tried it. I want to see how long.
Three minutes?
Yeah, 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Which is apparently that's like.
You know what you should get into is you should.
David Blaine can only do 6.5 minutes.
He's a fucking pussy.
You're a half Blaine.
I'm halfway there, and he trained for that shit.
Let me see how long I can go.
Let's all try.
Though, one at a time, idiot.
Nah, and then you're going to be cheating. Also, we need you to grill Adam on this whatever he's saying about the thing.
The fact that you, first of all, apologized last week.
No, I retract my apology.
And now because some fucking yokels in Nashville, mm-hmm. some fat-phobic pieces of shit that don't understand what friendship is and don't understand what having someone's back means.
First of all, they understand friendship. They're my friends.
They're not your friends.
And second of all,
they don't love you. I love you. They don't love you. And you fucking betrayed me. And you apologized, and I was happy to put it behind us.
You hit me because you love me.
I do.
Maybe this is a cycle of violence that I need to bust my way out of.
You need to give me the names and addresses of the people that said you were right about fucking.
I'm going
to
find them.
And you know what? You probably said thanks, you guys, because you know what? You know how many people
said,
come up to me?
I said,
you
we're
know how many people
fun.
Come up to me and say,
I said, listen,
tell
guys,
Adam he's gay?
I'm pretty thousands. Sure thousands, yeah.
And you know, what I say to them is,
a lot of them,
fuck off,
a lot
that's
of them,
my friend.
A lot of them tell me that, too.
here's the thing. And I say, Adam's my friend. I don't know you.
I said to them.
But you probably said, yeah, he's a fucking idiot.
No, I said,
it.
No, no, no.
You
I'm not,
love
not,
the adoration.
No.
Here's the evidence
I'm
of
not
that,
making
the Sean Patton fiasco.
Yep.
Remember
that?
When Stav,
yep.
Stav was on stage. And
Sean said I had a big penis.
Sean's like, man, it looks like Stav's got a huge dick. And you're like, actually, he doesn't. Actually, his dick is very small.
No,
he
I didn't say his dick was very
you,
small.
Oh, yes,
you
did.
No, I didn't. I said he had a regular sized penis.
No,
sir.
I'm sorry. I should have let Sean Patton think you had a big penis.
You should have.
You should have. And you're not
honestly,
fucking educating us.
I will concede that point. I will concede that point.
Concede the sandwich. Retract your retraction. Of your apology.
No, I want to finish what I said
like
to those
pulling fucking teeth.
What I said to those people, what I said was,
you pretend like you get.
And this is a peek behind. This is a peek behind.
After you wear a motherfucker out, trying to get you to understand what you did wrong.
Yep.
And then you finally do, and the second you breathe easy, you say, "Oh, but you know, I guess I was kind of in the right." And it just breaks you down.
A lot of people said,
and that's emotional abuse.
I'm just saying. Yeah, listen,
you
I'm
do
not
emotionally
saying
emotionally abuse me.
Okay, listen.
You're
what
abuser.
I said to those people.
You're a toxic.
You are toxic.
It's true.
You're fucking toxic.
What
I'm
I said,
disgusted.
What I said to those people, I said, it's a show and we were just having fun. That's what I said to them.
That's a cop out.
I didn't say yes.
That's a way for you
I didn't
to stay
say yes, you're right that
act,
I was 100%
not only not
the
denying
coffee.
It, making himself this magnanimous fucking
no, I said we're just having fun.
Saying, of course he was wrong, but I'm
but for me I'm doing a job.
Oh,
I'm entertaining
I
you.
I could never.
I said it's just a show. We were just
he doesn't know any better, poor Stavros.
But
got,
I didn't say that.
He's
I didn't say any of that. I didn't imply that.
Marmalade on the brain and
I didn't imply
any
of that.
Neurons are all sticky.
They're all sticky and they don't conduct.
Someone wants to come up to me and say that my friend Stav is fat. I'll tell them that they're a fucking idiot and they don't. They've never even met Stav. In real life, Stav is not fat at all. He looks great.
It's just a character.
It's just a character. It's just a show. Yeah, if they want to talk shit, but they weren't talking shit about you.
They were.
No, they weren't.
By weighing in against me on the sandwich debate, they were attacking everything I stand for.
Listen, there were a couple.
And you're so weak-willed.
There were professors.
And weak-minded that you let these fucking idiots to take away the correct stance you had finally come to.
I'm just saying.
You let them drive a wedge between us.
Okay.
And that's your fucking issue.
I've said this before. I am nothing if not a survivor. And if popular sentiment goes one way, that's where I'm going to.
But that's how fucking. That's how you fucking were missing the forest for the fucking trees, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You're around some little dick ass trees that just wanted to curry favor with you.
Yeah.
They probably don't even believe it. Mm-hmm. Because what kind of a morally bankrupt person would listen to the sandwich saga and land with you on that situation? It disgusts
it.
Me.
They're trying to. Yeah,
them.
Exactly.
So they were lying to
I
you.
I guarantee you, if fucking Stav were in that end town, that
exactly.
Week, they would say, I can't believe that would happen. Adam did.
100%.
And if I were in town, I would have hung out in the green room the whole time, then gone to my hotel and not had any interaction with any of them.
That's probably honestly the most sound solution.
I would have bombed the whole week and they would have done better than me on the shows and I wouldn't even fucking care. I wouldn't have watched any of their sets. I would not fucking give them advice or be cool to them. And I wish them the best of luck.
But just none of my personal time.
But none of my time. Because if they're lucky, mm-hmm. if they get that one in a million shot and things work out, it's going to ruin their life. And I know, because I am actually the one who cares about people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not really, but...
Right.
You know.
It's something to tell yourself.
Listen. Something to tell yourself, exactly. It's how I sleep at night. And my sleep is important because I'm bipolar, and if I don't sleep, then guess who's going to have to use Adam's credit card to buy a bunch of puzzles online.
Fuck. Do people go more bipolar in the fucking winter? Is there a bipolar season?
I feel like summer is worse.
Yeah, that makes mm-hmm. sense.
It like cooks your brain.
Yeah, that makes sense. You gotta stay cool.
Yeah, you gotta stay sexy out there.
You gotta stay cool. You gotta stay hot.
You gotta suck dick. You gotta eat ass. You gotta be a fag.
Well, I guess since the episode is coming to an end, we can discuss the many saints of Newark. Spoiler alert, everyone.
The many paints of...
Yeah.
Go ahead. You get a second crack at it.
Ah, fuck. The many paints
of... A faggot?
No, the many paints of...
What's the guy's name? Bob?
Bob Hoskins?
The painter.
Ross.
Many paints of Bob Ross. That sounds like Newark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the many paints of Bob Ross. Paints of Bob Ross.
He's pretty good at painting.
He's dead, dude.
He was.
You think he's got a daughter or granddaughter or some shit?
Should I buy a house in Newark?
Yeah, why not?
It's mad cheap, dude. You can get a house in like Forest Hill for like $600,000.
Is that a neighborhood
like
a there?
It's like a nice historic neighborhood.
Oh, really?
It's just in fucking Newark, so it's like...
How far is it?
It's like right, you know, it's right outside Newark. It's right outside the city.
Would it take like 40 minutes to drive from here?
No, it's like Newark is as far away from Manhattan as Brooklyn is, basically.
Interesting.
Yeah, like if you were living in like...
I don't think that's true.
No, it is true. If you were living in like Ocean Hill or something, like, you know, a little deep, like Far Crown Heights or something, it's not...
Or
like
you're saying in, deep Brooklyn.
It's not like being in Williamsburg. I mean, Bed-Stuy's pretty fucking close. Look at a map.
Look at a
I was
map.
Surprised last time I went to Newark Airport how fast it took.
You just want
to
refute something I'm saying with that. You're like, oh, I don't think. I don't think.
I think true. You saying that Newark is as far as Brooklyn is not true. You go over a bridge and then you're in Brooklyn. You can't go over a bridge and be in Newark. Anyway, that movie fucking sucked. Stav and I both agree that movie sucked.
Yeah, it was not very good. It broke my heart, in fact, I would say.
It was a movie about fucking... There was no reason for it to exist. You know what really pissed me off?
Newark is as far away from Manhattan as Ocean Hill or like Deep Crown Heights.
I didn't know you were talking about Deep Brooklyn.
Or Flatbush. First of all, that's not Deep Brooklyn. I'm not making this point and saying like, yeah, it's about as far away as Brighton Beach is. Fucking Ocean Hill, Crown Heights, that's reasonable. Flatbush, even, is probably closer than Flatbush.
You gotta suck dick, you gotta fuck ass, you gotta suck pussy.
What was that, Adam?
Fuck you also.
Okay.
How dare you. How fucking dare you. I'm wrong about how close Newark is.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, sorry.
What the fuck is this, the Newark Museum of Art? What do they got there? Just a piece of toilet paper somebody wiped their ass with?
Yeah, it's modern art.
Yeah.
That's modern art.
Get they ass. Suck on my fucking
stupid Abe Lincoln statue they got.
That's the guy that gets his thigh cheeks fucked.
Mm-hmm. He was from Newark?
Yeah, he's from Newark.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
The building itself looks cool.
Mm-hmm. It was a once great city. That Italians built brick by brick. And then they gave it away out of the goodness of their own hearts. I can't believe it. No, the thing that did piss me off.
Yes, go ahead.
Is that when you watch the show, in all the flashback scenes, they're all very like sweet and kind of like rose tinted.
Look at this, $5.95 for this place.
That's still real money.
I mean, have you looked at
is it a big house?
If you look at
but
home
this
prices,
house would cost $3 million in New York.
Yeah, and if you look at home prices in the rest of the country now, nowhere is fucking cheap. It's like the average home price is everywhere, like $300,000. It's insane.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Greektown, you can still get a nice deal over there. We should all move to Greektown, boys. We get a house for $150,000. That is a really nice house. You got to suck dick. You got to fuck.
Of course, I'll never do such a thing.
No, it's still too far away.
Yeah. I'll continue to be fucked in my ass and rent in New York until the money dries up from the show, at which point I will start abusing the social services for people with violent mental illness.
What are we doing for them these days?
What do you mean, what are we doing for them?
The social services.
I dated a girl for a while that like ran a housing program for mentally ill people.
Oh, and she, you get a house?
Sincerely was nice. Like, you know, I could get you an apartment. She's like,
you should have taken her up on it.
Yeah, probably.
Damn.
Yeah, but then we broke up, and then I would have to, like, check in.
Do you see how Jewish Adam was there? He was like, damn, I could see the look in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, can I fake it?
Sounds
can
like
I
a
get
deal.
Over your apartment?
Look at this place, $5.99. Gorgeous.
That is gorgeous.
Yeah, and Adam could never live there or see it.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
He's not allowed to see
it. I can go on Zillow on my phone.
If you do, and you do that in my company, I will start kicking the back of your shoes.
No, I'm going to do it behind your back.
I will start kicking your knees and aiming for your groin.
I'm going to be doing that behind your back.
I'm going to start kicking towards you.
Yeah.
This even when I hear their phone unlock noise.
Just to be safe.
I'm going to put it on silent.
Roundhouse kicking your ankles and thighs.
Just whacking.
I feel like movies really overstated.
Chop. Giving your legs the chop.
Movies really overstated the power of a roundhouse kick.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Adam tried to roundhouse kick.
You just don't know how to kick.
It just takes a long time to get around, you know.
You have no power. You have no ability to run. fuck my ass. You could never do karate.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Don't have the gumption.
It's true.
Aren't built for it.
You're absolutely
aren't
right.
Built for combat.
Adam does Brazilian shoe kids poo, where he goes to a place and they serve him children's feces, and he chews it like bubble gum.
Do you really
and he's
do
like,
that?
If you don't swallow the food, they can't charge you for it. And then he spits it back out on the plate, and he's
you
like,
"You can still get the nutrients."
I'm returning this children's shit that I refuse to pay for.
That's disgusting.
Do you really do that, Adam?
What?
And they're like,
"I don't do that." What is it? Portuguese people? Oh yeah,
it's Brazilian.
It's Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Shoe kids. That's the karate.
Do you really do that, Adam?
I don't do that, but you could do that.
Did we say promo code Cumtown?
Yeah, we did. We did
Ridge Wallet, yeah.
For either one. Ridge Wallet, Blue Chew.
Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
I think they were both Cumtown this time.
Wow. What a time to be alive.
What I was gonna say, Stav, was that I feel like in all the flashback scenes in the show, you realize that the flashbacks, like he's like with Melfi, so you realize that the flashbacks are kind of like misremembering the past.
Yeah, he's color. Yeah, yeah.
Right, because that's how like
colored glasses.
That's how people remember their childhood, right?
Yeah,
but you know, you're like you can assume that that's not actually how things happen because right. That's just one guy's memory of his past.
Of course, as he's a little kid.
As he's a little kid too, no one remembers things clearly from their youth. But I feel like the tone of the movie was
same
the same
exact thing. Yeah.
But it wasn't like someone looking back and like having nostalgia for the past. It was just like, we're going to make a whole movie.
It's not even
and
clear.
And it's going to be like Tony misremembering the past.
Right. But it's like, but it's also like Christopher is.
And Christopher's
narrating?
The narrator?
What the fuck does that? How does that?
It's
how does
stupid.
He know about any of this?
Apparently, they had like various like openings and closings that they threw away. One was like Carmela in a cemetery looking at Christopher's grave, and then she was going to be the narrator. And then what we were saying before the show, like just all the fucking Easter eggs for the fans.
Yeah, it felt like a fucking Marvel movie.
Where like
it was like all such fan servicey bullshit.
Where they're like, "That's right, Carmela." You know,
oh,
she's
when
like
he says Carmela, she's not. There's no reason for her to be there.
There's absolutely no reason.
And yeah, all the junior lines and all the fucking and then Paulie and Sylvia were. Sylvia.
The guy that played Sylvia was just
was
doing a cartoon.
Horrific.
Just a cartoonish
horrific.
Impression. It pissed me off. I expected nothing out of that movie, and then the next day I was thinking about it, and I was just like,
I'm going to watch it again. I will say, I actually like John Bernthal's performance because he's the one guy who wasn't doing an impression.
I like seeing him in anything.
Because he made the character his own thing,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I will say Ray Liotta's second guy.
My old gym one time.
John Bernthal.
Yeah, and he
looked good.
He worked out so quickly that you didn't have time to process that it was John Bernthal.
Was he actually working out, or was he just...
I think he probably just was like looking for something to do.
Want to get a quick pump?
Yeah.
It didn't look like that.
I like seeing that guy.
He kind of just fucked around on an exercise ball for a minute, and then maybe did like some lat pull downs. I can't remember, but he wasn't there that long.
Yeah. And also, wait, can I ask you another question? Do you think there was an implication that Junior's gay? Because she's like, you know, he's complaining about his back, and then she's like, yeah, that, you know, you never, you know, like, she, then she implied
anything
that,
not to fuck.
Anything not to fuck. And then you remember in the show, there's that scene where he beats the woman up for claiming that he likes to eat pussy because it's gay to like to eat pussy. And then there's like, that's like one of the saddest scenes.
It would be really
show.
Funny if he was gay and eating in this world, eating pussy is gay.
Yeah.
Well, it's literally
kind of
gay.
Is. Yeah, it kind of is.
I don't know. I'd have to rethink that. I just thought everything was really ham-fisted and just didn't... There was no story, really. There's no
reason to make that movie.
The Italian... Hollywood Dick's Italian wife was a piece of ass
so
and a
hot.
Half.
So
what's
hot.
Up? If you're listening to this, can I please suck your tits?
She looks like kind of like a young Penelope Cruz.
She's got Penelope Cruz vibes for sure. But Italian, Antal Danzo.
Also, just for a second, because I didn't watch this thing.
Yeah.
But how fucking stupid and lazy a name is the Many Saints of Newark?
Yeah, Molto Santi.
Well, it's Molto Santi.
Is that what many... Like,
yeah,
Molto
Santi. Molto
Santi,
yeah.
Well, it's still dumb.
It's still
dumb, but
man.
Also, it's like, I didn't feel like we understood that world at all. Yeah. It was all felt like a flashback. Like, who the fuck was Joey Coco Diaz? Who was that?
I don't know.
Like, who the fuck was he at all? Like, why don't we know anything about
just
the,
some guy
the
that
lobsters?
Looks like pussy?
Yeah, and
it was funny that they like cast some Samoan guy to play young pussy.
Yeah, the guy was like clearly like Hindu.
Yeah, they cast him like some Pacific Islander to play. I mean, I guess he did look a little bit like him, but and also just the fucking kid is so bad at acting. Gandolfini's son.
Yeah.
No, they got his real.
They got his real son to play.
I feel bad. That's an impossible position to be in.
Yeah, it's like he's the greatest actor of all time. Also, that kid, like, apparently he's like sober. He's like had demons, but like
that's what they call it if you used a drink. Is that I had demons?
No. But you would imagine
you're being haunted by something from hell.
Well,
you're
playing
a reckless boob.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. Maybe I'm reading
a little kid.
I'm reading into things too much, but like. You like okay. You're fucking chasing the ghost of your father who played like the most fucking like legendary fucking television
maybe
role
the,
of all
maybe
time.
Maybe the most. Yeah.
Right, and then like you lose him when you're a little kid, and then you go into acting by playing like that's. I feel so bad for him.
Totally,
you know?
And but that's what it feels like. Is like it's these things where you can't exactly like you can't blame that kid for trying, right?
No,
and then but you also and it's on some level you can't blame. This feels like David Chase. This feels like when MJ put on the fucking Wizards jersey, man.
Absolutely.
Where it's like he just wanted a little taste of what he used to be. Because this, it felt like the Wizards. Like, yeah, there's moments where you're like, oh, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's a mess.
You should have played young Tony Soprano as Paul Dano.
Just mad fat. Make him get fat.
He would have crushed it.
He would have crushed 15-year-old Tony Soprano.
It would have been weird. Yeah, he can. I mean,
he looks 15.
He looks 15.
He's probably like 40 at this point.
But Paul Dano's way too old to play young.
But he looks. Yeah, but he's one of the.
He
looks like
ride the G train all the time.
Well, that settles it.
Yeah.
So he should have been there. look at him now. Of course.
How old is he?
15-year-old. He's 52 years old.
He's always going to look 15. That guy.
But yeah, every time it was a character that was for a contemporary, like a young version of a character, No one did a good job. Except, you know what? The woman who played Olivia was pretty good.
She was the best part of the entire movie.
She was really good.
And you know what was really cool about it is that her performance, she sounded exactly like Carmella. And then, the, like, oh, you, like,
yeah.
Do you marry your mother? Like, yeah, that,
oh,
you know,
that was the one on-the-nose thing that actually, like, didn't bother
And
me.
That had some depth to it and was actually interesting. And, yeah, she played,
And you know what I'll say? Ray Liotta's second guy.
The second guy was really good.
Was really good. But at the same time,
they should have put a Coco,
it was, like, kind of stunt casting.
Coco Cube in it. Or Coco T.
Who's that?
Ice T's wife.
They should have put her.
What? Coco T.
That's her name, right?
Yeah.
Coco T.
She would have been good.
She would have been good.
Olivia Soprano. Who else? Let me cast. Tell me some other names.
All right. So young.
Christopher Walken as it returns as Frank White.
Right. Yeah, that'd be good.
Sopranos, but this time,
and then why the fuck was
Frank Vincent?
Why
in
the
it?
Fuck was Frank Vincent? In
they had, I think they wanted to do because of 2021. They had to have like a social justice although that's not true because I remember they mentioned the Newark riots like in the flashback.
Yeah, yeah.
In season 1, when he goes to follow his dad to the fair.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, stay off Springfield Avenue because they're tearing it apart. So like, right. I guess they're like calling back to that.
They were, but it's also like, why did we need to have, oh no, Frank Lucas.
Frank Lucas, not Frank Vincent.
What the fuck was that scene even about? It was just a mess, bro. It's like,
do you remember American Gangster? We got that guy in this movie too.
And it's also like the one time you use a real gangster.
Yeah, it's the one actually. Like
they never say like, oh, fucking, you know, whatever, Vince Gigante. Like they don't use real. It's just fucking bad, dude. It sucked.
It sucked, Dick.
It broke my heart.
Yeah, honestly, I like went into it expecting nothing, and then the next day I started getting pissed.
I'm gonna rewatch it. But
I rewatched it with Racine this weekend because he hadn't seen it. Mm. But
what did Mike think? That's like when you put on a movie for a baby.
Yeah. I just wanted to keep him. Yeah. You know,
just put him to cross-legged sleep. In a diaper. Yeah. And drool coming out of his mouth. Just clapping with all of his fingers spread apart.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, Tone. Oh.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I actually thought the like kid who played Tony as a little kid was better.
Yeah. I saw him at... I saw him at the...
Adam saw a little baby. Interesting.
Yeah, he was there.
Privately, they had a secret.
You did? You had a private meetup with a baby?
Yeah, I went to a private baby meetup, it sounds.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's...
A meetup for babies.
No, I mean, there were other adult guys there.
Adam meeting one of his friends from r/babies.
Yeah, we had a meetup.
The babies subreddit.
Yeah, we all took a selfie together for r/baby
just
meetup.
Just for babies, and we had a meetup, and Adam showed up.
I thought this was the place for baby-dicked guys.
Yeah. Please go raid that subreddit.
Is that a real thing?
Babies will be like, yeah, my dick is small. No, I thought this was for small dick guys.
For guys with little ass dicks.
Well, I would love it if there's just hundreds of posts like that on the art, because it's just people posting their babies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, that's weird. I got a baby.
Post your little ass penis on this stuff.
Don't post your actual dick. Don't post any pornography. Just make it seem like you earnestly thought this was the subreddit for baby dick guys. Now that the small dick problem subreddit is privated.
Oh, is it private?
Well, they made it private because I made the mistake of trying to, in good faith, read some of those posts.
Oh, I remember that. We did that
episode.
And
they got bombarded.
Oh, fuck the cat.
And then derisively laugh at
oh, dude, that was a fun episode, actually.
Dude, I mean, that subreddit is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I know.
That was one of the best episodes.
Those poor guys.
5'7", fat thighs, and a 4x4 hose. I mean, like, truly, like, cellar door level... prosody.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
The way
that's a better sentence than Shakespeare's ever written.
The way that rolls from your soul to your tongue is truly beautiful.
It's really nice.
5'7", fat
thighs.
That's
good writing.
Fat thighs brings it all together.
Uh-huh. 5'7", fat thighs. The alliteration in the way in which like both words sort of like they what's it called in music when Well, I don't know the theory term.
Trombaggio.
Nah, yeah, the Trombaggio of the two.
Well, there's what's it, 5'5 with brown eyes is that song.
5'5 short, 5'5 fat thighs.
Yeah.
Is there's
5'5 fat.
There's like a harmonic tension created.
It sounds
really
good.
That's then released by then in a 4x4 hose.
5'7 fat.
5'7 fat thighs.
5'7 fat thighs.
With a 4x4 hose.
What do you mean 4x4?
I have no
idea. Does he mean 4 inches wide?
Like, 4 inches wide is a good size. That's a
I mean,
crazy
he's fucking up
cock.
The walls, you know?
That guy's got a little chode.
Yeah, but that's, he's describing a post-it note. That's
yeah,
not the
that's
shape
true.
Of a dick. It's two-dimensional.
Yeah, but I'm sure plenty of women would like to sit on a fat little chode and flick their bean.
Some shallow
He just has to find the right type of bitch.
Yeah, shallow type of bitch.
Well, good luck to that guy.
That's what that song from The Star Is Born was about, in the shallows. It's about
a bitch with a shallow pussy.
Yeah, you got a small dick and you finally found a shallow type of.
I love bumping up against a shallow pussy.
Oh my god,
it makes me feel awesome.
Makes me feel like Lexington Steel.
I'm in the shallow end with my little ass dick.
That song is mad good.
Yeah, dude. That's a good movie.
My dick is tiny, her pussy is shallow.
It's a good-ass movie, and fucking Andrew Dice Clay's in it. What more do you need to know?
He's a great actor.
He's a good actor. He's like a crazy.
He's one of the best actors.
Ooh.
Dice. The Dice Man, dude.
Oh, I'm fucking gay over here. Dude, that's the dream guest for this podcast.
We got Andrew Dice Clay. We gotta get him once.
Gotta get the Dice Man.
I don't think he'd roll.
Maybe that's what was keeping the show going. Was one celebrity guest a year?
We should shoot for one.
Oh
this
yeah,
year.
We had David Cross right off the rip.
Sandra Bullock, but then that kind of fell through.
What happened? Wait, Sandra Bullock.
Well, we lost the file.
I was like, I'm tired of your pussy, bitch.
Yeah.
And she was like, can I please do the show? Begging on her knees. And I was like, bring Monster Garage back. Then we can talk.
I'm trying to talk
about it, bitch.
Really?
Yeah. Unless I see your husband turning an ice cream truck into a fucking into a disco until it's a mobile discoteca vis-a-vis ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
We should get Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
Ask him about his tiny ass dick.
Yeah. And he's like, what are you talking about?
My dick isn't.
Everybody knows you got a small
dick. My dick isn't small.
My dick isn't small. I'm black. And you're like,
all right, Terrence, let's see.
Terrence.
It, yeah, all right, Terrence.
We all know you're lying.
Well, let's go ahead and play the clip.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
That's trick photography. The director did that. He photoshopped me because I fucked his wife.
Whoa.
His wife, and this is me turning to the camera, Sandra Bullock. Would you believe it?
And his wife was Sandra Bullock.
And that man's wife was Albert Einstein. There's a teacher in class, and he says, this is a very rowdy class. A professor walks in, and the students are making noise and they don't pay attention to him walking in. And he picks up his computer, his laptop, and he smashes it against the blackboard.
Oh my God.
And there's a drop of the hat, and he's like, oh, I got your attention? I want to tell you about a student that was in this class a couple of years ago. And she wasn't, she struggled to pick up the material. She was like you guys, kind of unfocused. And she thought she couldn't do it. And she came to my office. It was near the end of the semester. She had blown her shot at getting whatever grade point average she needed to continue her scholarship here. And she said, what? Like, I just don't get it. I don't know if I'm capable of doing this. But, like, how can I get a better grade? Because she's part of this entitlement generation.
That's right.
Now, if you just show up, then you deserve an A. Well, that's not how it works. And I started a relationship with her. And I was having sex with her. And she got her A, and I got mine's. And that girl's name was Sandra Bullock.
just lying, just bragging to kids
that you raped that Sandra Bullock when she was a child.
But the professor at the end is like turning to a camera. He's like, okay, today's lesson where, I destroyed my laptop. Class dismissed.
Class dismissed.
But I think we all learned an important lesson.
Which is that
I fucked Sandra Bullock as a child.
Yeah. As a quid pro quo for an A.
To give her an A. Damn.
Well, that's an interesting story about Sandra Bullock, everyone. And enjoy that. Enjoy your week. Come see me in Cleveland tomorrow.
Check out cum.town. And check out the Patreon to hear the rest of the conversation that led up to
this. Yeah, you might want to skip that. I've made a couple mistakes.
Works is there's a lot of stuff that's not funny to you. If you listen to this, you're like, the show is now just devolved into quote-unquote so random comedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's being done sincerely rather than ironically. Yeah. And now it's just as bad as everything that Adam stood against when he created the show.
Right. Executive producer and creator Adam Freeland.
I've become what I hated most.
Adam's creative vision for the show when he started the show the first season before me and Stav joined after.
Right.
After Tony Braxton and Lance Reddick. The show.
Lance Reddick. It was Adam, Tony Braxton, and Lance Reddick.
Yeah, it was the original cast.
How many episodes did you guys do?
We called ourselves the Not Ready for Primetime Players.
How many episodes did you guys do?
I think we did three seasons.
Three seasons.
Yeah, 150 episodes each season. Yeah.
That's so much more.
Yeah, and we had a much bigger audience. Yeah.
Lance Reddick is like, you know, he's like, what if Dennis Blunden from Head of the Class was gay? I wonder how that would go.
Tony Brax is just singing her own songs with dick in them.
Yeah, she's with, but it's gay.
Unsuck my dick.
Yeah, that was actually a Tony original.
Unsuck my dick.
Say I'm not gay again.
All right, wow, damn, we did way too much.
Did we?
Oh, well, we'll take this. We'll do the next two. Will be shorter.
A 30-minute episode next week.
All right, bye.
I can't believe it. We got to have a timer. This can't happen.
I'll set a timer from now on.
All right, bye.